Okay. Item number 8, please.
From the Employee Benefits Work Group submitting an informational report regarding what steps must occur in order to cap the backdrop pension benefit. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee. Finance and Audit took no action regarding this item.
Mr. Grady, once again.
Yes, I didn't pay close enough attention to my agenda, Chairman. I didn't have to leave the table.
You can't get out of here yet.
You have a memo from the work group drafted by myself that explains essentially why we have not done any work on this particular item. There are a variety of reasons between the work we did early in the year on health insurance, the work we've done in the middle of the winter on the collective bargaining law and the DC 48 ordinance amendments that we've put forth that are before the board, have been before the board for a couple of cycles now. Work we've done on a variety of issues. The actuary, in addition, has done work on the correction officer lieutenant proposal, changing pension benefits for them when we created those positions. He's done the annual evaluation. He's been working on an analysis of state-mandated contributions. He's been working on an analysis of the 1.6 multiplier in age 64 for other union groups. So we've had a lot on our plate is the short answer. We also recognize the importance of moving this forward. And what I told the Finance Committee yesterday is it's work group's intention to seek a legal opinion from outside counsel on this topic. I would like to go to one of, I think, four firms who have previous experience with our pension system, previous either handling of litigation or previous advice to the county board on pension matters. And so I would expect to talk to the work group about that, try and pick one of the firms in the next few weeks, and then get an opinion back. And once we get an opinion back on what our options are, which could range anything from nothing, you have no options, to you have a wide variety. The opinion we've received in the past is that we don't have any option other than what you've already done. But the law develops over time, and so we'll see what the outside counsel says. And that once we get some options, if we get any options, then we'll have to get the actuarial analysis to look at what those might be and present them to you.
Thank you. Supervisor Lipson.
Chairman, I may recall that this is a budget amendment that I proposed that I've done, and I thought it was very important and would have asked for it even sooner than June had I not expected that we were busy. So it was with anticipation that we had a lot of stuff coming up that I allowed until June, and I would have expected that perhaps by March we would have known that we were so busy that we weren't going to get to this budget instead of coming when it's actually due, saying we haven't started. With that, I do have a motion that should be specifically directed I'm interested in this. Put it in the budget specifically for that purpose. It's time to pursue it. And I don't want to get the budget and still not have this information. I think there's, despite anything we may have heard before, we've taken action on the pension multiplier, and I think we've got effectively the same legal argument here about whether we can do something. We've got to give you time to determine whether or not we can and whatever the basis is for that, and either move forward or stop pretending that we have options. So my motion is before you all read it to the record, motion by Supervisor Lipson, be it resolved the Corporation Council is authorized and directed to retain outside legal counsel to provide employees at the first group and personnel committee legal guidance on how best to proceed in order to cap the pension backdrop at a specific point in time, and be it further resolved that an actuarial study of the impact of such action should be conducted in accordance with previous direction from the county board, and be it further resolved the Corporation Council is authorized to utilize funding provided in the litigation reserve account, and be it further resolved that a complete report on this matter should return to both the employee benefits work group and the personnel committee no later than the September County Board cycle in order that this matter may be addressed without further delay.
I'm going to make one verbal correction. I think the matter should return from the employee benefits work group to the personnel committee. I think that makes more sense. It's the employee benefits work group that would be conducting this in conjunction with the Corporation Council. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Committee. Supervisor Caesars.
Would it be beneficial also have it referred to the Finance Committee?
I guess my only concern with that. Oh, I'm sorry. The report back would be referred. Yes. That would be fine. I would accept that. Okay. That's only no.
Thank you.
So the final be it further resolved would be amended to say
Finance and Audit.
Personnel Committee and Finance and Audit no later than September kind of board session.
Supervisor Schmidt.
I'll just make a quick comment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We talked about this during the budget. I think this is an important point to look at. We did these kinds of things to non-reps immediately. For some reason, there wasn't a cap. There should have been a cap in the beginning. And we need to look at this. I don't think there's any question about it. And I think Finance and Audit would very much want this kind of information today. And we talked about it yesterday. We didn't take any action, but you said you would get to it. And I think this puts parameters on it that we need to have, because it's important for the budget. There's other things the county executive have put. A lot of these things have to be in the budget process and talking about it. And this certainly would be one we need to look at. So I would thank my colleague for bringing this up. Thank you.
All right. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the, the second, be it further resolved that the Corporation Council is authorized to utilize funding provided in the litigation reserve account. I must apologize, Mr. Chairman and dear committee members, as I'm not intimately familiar with that particular account. Is there a ceiling to which our spending may go on that? And if so, what is it?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I don't know how much money for sure is in the litigation reserve account, but I know that the amount of money we will spend to obtain this legal opinion will be less than would be required for an RFP, i.e. less than $50,000. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting it probably half of that, $20,000 to $25,000, but I don't have a firm number from anybody yet. So,
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, CJ Paul. The litigation reserve account has $275,000 budgeted, and there is funds remaining for this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? If not, we have a motion before us from Supervisor Lipscomb asking for outside council help on the matter of capping the pension backdrop. No further discussion. Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Caesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.